Hey everyone, welcome back. So, elections, right? Always a wild ride. And one of the things that pops up every single time, no matter who's running, is this whole question of candidate health.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because we're not doctors, but we're kind of expected to be able to judge someone's fitness for, the most demanding job in the world based on these little snippets of info.
Right, and that's exactly what we're diving into today. Specifically, Kamala Harris just released her medical info, and it's got people talking, especially compared to how things were handled, shall we say, in the recent past.
Yeah, the contrast is pretty stark. So, from a transparency standpoint, this is already interesting.
Totally. So Harris's report, her doctor basically says she's in excellent health,
Yeah.
which, okay, fine. That's what they always say, right? But then, and this is where it gets kind of surprising, they actually go into detail about her allergies, even hives. Like, why even mention that?
Well, that's the thing. It's unusual. Most reports stick to the bare minimum, my take. It's strategic. They're trying to get ahead of any potential speculation, demonstrate a commitment to openness, address those minor things head on so nobody can say, oh, they're hiding something bigger.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the allergies. They were talking about her exercise routine, what she eats. It paints a very specific picture, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's subtle, but it's there. This image of someone who's vigorous, in control, taking care of themselves, it all feeds into that idea of being fit to lead.
Okay, so that's the Harris approach. But then you've got, well, let's just say the way things were done before, and it's like night and day.
Right. And the article even brings up that incident with remember, the ear injury. Medically speaking, you'd expect a little more information about something like that, wouldn't you? Even with privacy concerns, it's about reassuring people, addressing any potential long-term impact.
Totally. It's like, okay, we're not asking for every detail, but some things you just got to address, especially if you're running for, the highest office.
Exactly. Because when you don't, it creates this vacuum, and that's when speculation runs wild.
Which kind of brings us to the heart of it, right? Like, we're not doctors. We're just voters trying to make the best decision we can with the information we've got.
Absolutely. We rely on these reports, or sometimes the lack thereof, to help us understand who these candidates really are, how they handle pressure,
Yeah.
how their age might play a role. It all factors in.
It's a lot. And then you start thinking, okay, how much is too much? How much detail do we actually need? It's this weird balance between privacy and transparency.
Right. And ultimately, it comes down to trust. Who are we going to trust with that power, with our future? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is. And it's one we all have to grapple with, especially in this day and age where information is everywhere, but it's not always easy to know what to believe.